Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Jean. I'm Lainey, and I'm really happy to be back. Quick disclaimer, as always, honestly, at this point, I missed a couple of weeks because I lost my computer, so I didn't have anything to edit my podcast on. So apologies for that, but let's just get right into today's episode. First off, we have drink of the day. I'm just drinking a cold brew with cold foam that I made at home because I'm trying to get better at not spending $7 on a coffee every day. Also, I would like to say that if the sound quality is not good as it usually is, it's because my laptop and all of my recording stuff is in my backpack, which I accidentally left at work. I haven't had any of that stuff with me for 2 weeks. Let's get into the weekly recap. First things first, I am a graduated girly. I have officially graduated, and it's been weird for me to reflect on because I graduated high school at 17, and now I've graduated college at 19. It just feels crazy to say that. Like, I technically can be done with school forever if I want to be. I don't know if I'll ever go back to school or not. We shall see. I'm not really gonna plan anything. I'm not opposed to going back to school. I'm not opposed to just doing what I'm doing, but I want to just see where the world takes me. I'm also in my new apartment, and I don't think my last episode was recorded in this apartment. I think this is the first episode I've ever recorded in this apartment. It is so nice and peaceful. I'm sitting at my boyfriend's desk right now in his little like swivel chair. And it just feels so peaceful in here. I'm looking at our bed. Yeah, our room is still messy. I need to put away a lot of shit, but it just feels like home. We live here with our best friend. And the other night we were all out in the living room together, and my best friend was building a shelving unit for our bathroom. My boyfriend was building our coffee table, and I was cooking dinner. And it was just so cute. Like, we felt like a little family. It was very wholesome, and it made my heart very happy. I've also been extremely busy with my jobs, which I am a nanny. And oh my goodness, y'all, yesterday I nannied for 8 or 8.5 hours, something like that. And I was watching 2 kids. I love them with my whole heart. They are amazing. And I would give up so much to be able to help take care of them. Obviously, I also have to prioritize what I'm doing for myself, but I genuinely care about them so much. And yesterday was the first time I watched both of them for like an entire day, because usually I used to watch one kid, the older kid, after school when I was like in second and third semester of school, because I would get done at school at like 5, and that's when he would get done at school. So I would go and pick him up and take him home and hang out with him until his parents got home. And then I had night classes fourth semester, so I wasn't able to help out at night. But then they had another kid, so I was able to help out with the newborn, and I still am helping out with the newborn, and I help out every morning, 5 days a week. I usually watch like anywhere from like 3 to 5 hours, but I haven't ever done it for 8 hours. And they were great. Literally the only thing that bothered me was the fact that for some reason my head decided to just like have a migraine all day that was making me so nauseous. And like, when you have to put all of your attention on entertaining 2 kids and making sure that they're happy and like entertained and not just like sitting around and doing nothing, it can be hard because every little thing was like making me feel like I needed to like pass out or throw up. And I know if I needed to, I could have texted the mom that I babysit for, or the dad was working from home that day, so I could have went and told him. But I had told them that I could help out those whole 8 hours, and I knew that it was just that I was feeling that way because of the migraine. And had I been feeling that way and not had a migraine, I know that I would have been like, hey, I think I should leave because this, this, and this. But I knew it was solely because I was having a migraine like my typical migraines that I get that make me nauseous, not like a period migraine or being sick, headache, like anything like that. So I knew what was going on because they do feel different for me. I don't know if they feel different for everyone, but they do feel different for me. Auditions have been happening. That's actually kind of what prompted the idea for this podcast episode. But we'll get into that later. I had an audition on Wednesday that I had to actually take off from babysitting because I was literally there from... I got there at 5 a.m. to put my name on the non-equity list, which, can we please... I know that there are people that are holding meetings about this, but if for some reason you're listening to this and you are a non-equity girly, gay, they, guy, whatever, can we not be putting our names on the non-equity list at 11 p.m. the night before? Can we wait until at least like 3 or 4 a.m. the next day? Because y'all are crazy. I'm sorry, but that's just crazy. I got there at 5 a.m. and I was number 40 on the list. That is absurd. Anyways, so I got into that audition and they decided to take all the non-union people's headshots. And there was like, I heard the lady at the table say there was close to 200, and they took them into the table and they looked through every single resume and they typecasted the pile. Like they typed the pile, which means they went through and looked at each of our headshots and resumes and saw if they wanted to see us or not. And they took 38 people for the last equity group and then 45 people as like one non-union group. There was no equity people in there. And by the grace of God and the universe and whoever is up there, I got seen. And genuinely, I thought I wasn't going to because I have like a limiting belief of just being like, well, might as well just like pack my shit up and get ready to go, whatever. Because like 200 people, and they said that they were only taking, what is that? That's less than half. But I sat down and I decided, no, I'm not going to pack my stuff up. I'm going to put my character shoes on so that if they do call my name, I'm ready to go in. And it sounded like the guy was done calling the names, and I was like, oh, he didn't call my name. And then turns out he was just pausing because they were going back to see if someone that was equity had showed up who missed their time slot earlier, and they didn't. So then they continued and my name was called, but I think my name was called so late because I had originally put my photo in the pile that they asked us to make like third. But because I put it third, I was technically all the way at the bottom of the pile. So they looked from actually the last person who put their resume on top. So yeah. Anyways, that's that. The audition felt good. And I'm just happy that I got the opportunity to do it. Other auditions, I've been doing some self-tapes. And thankfully, my amazing roommate is so great at helping me out. She really does, like... She's pretty much done all of my self-tapes with me, except for one of them, which another one of my classmates helped me out with, which I'm eternally grateful for. Self-tapes have been something that, like, if I don't think about it and plan when I'm going to do it and get the stuff memorized right away, it just isn't going to happen. And it's not an easy process. Like, you probably think, oh, you probably just, like, turn on a video or like start recording and do it. Like, no, you could be learning multiple pieces of music, multiple pages of lines, and you have to have a setup or go into a rented space and record, and you have to get yourself looking nice, and you usually have to find someone to read lines opposite of you, and it can be a lot. It is a long process. By the time you're done with it, like the amount of hours you put in just to do that and then never hear anything back is crazy. But again, I love my job, so this isn't me complaining. This is me talking about my experience and what it's like. Some other things I did this week was I took a BDC class for the first time, which is Broadway Dance Center, if you do not know. And I took a jazz theater, advanced jazz theater class, and oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was my first class in 5 years at BDC. I took one back in 2019 when my family went out there, the summer before COVID happened.
Or would that have been 2018? Honestly, I don't even know. Whatever. Anyways,
the class was so emotional for me in the best way. We did our warm up, and then we were laying on the floor doing a little meditation thing, just kind of focusing in on our breath. And the teacher was like, just leave anything bad outside the door this week or whatever. And my brain was just like, Lainey, you're really here. You really did that. You graduated college and you're in a class in New York City, and you look outside the windows and there's all the lights of the city, and you're dancing with someone who literally auditioned people for Moulin Rouge, and all these people in this room are just there doing the same or similar things to you, and we're all so supportive of each other. It was just a very wholesome, eye-opening moment for me, and I was trying so hard to not sob my eyes out, so I just had to breathe, and I was just Lainey, you can pick this up. Let's just leave this outside. Let's leave this at the door. It's okay to feel these emotions, but let's cry about it on the walk home or on the subway ride home. So I was able to I took a few deep breaths, and I just set myself a goal for that class, which was pretty much just to perform my heart out and not give a crap about messing up or being the best in the room. It was not about that. It was legit just about dancing for me. I also took my first Steps on Broadway class on Thursday, and I did a tap class, which actually it was with one of my teachers from the college that I went to. So it was nice to have that familiar face. I also saw a girl that went to the same school as me that graduated a year before me. Because it was a tap class, and because tap is what I like to identify myself with as being my thing, even though I'm a dancer, I can do all kinds of dance, it was definitely challenging. And the fact that I had to admit that it was challenging to myself, not gonna lie, hurt my ego a little bit. Also, I had to think about the fact that I was not the only one in that class that was struggling. The people in that room were amazing tappers, and it was hard for a lot of us. The last of the thing I have for my weekly recap is I've been getting to the gym and doing my running training, and I'm supposed to run 8 miles today, and I was going to go to the gym too, but then I remembered I'm supposed to be hitting legs at the gym, and I'm supposed to run 8 miles. I don't think I'm going to be doing that. I think I'll just do the run, because I do not want to run 8 miles and hit legs at the gym. No, thank you. So I'll probably just go into the gym maybe tomorrow morning or tomorrow after work and do legs, do a little lower body. I guess we'll see. Let's get into the highs and lows of the week. My high was my class at BDC. Genuinely just felt so good. And also graduating, because that was a milestone, a big milestone in people's lives if you decide to take that path. And my low was feeling very confused emotionally this week. There's just been some stuff going on mentally, and I will update you guys on that at a later date. How am I feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm at a 7 right now. 6. I'll say 6. 6.5. I just went and got myself another coffee. If there was a weird cut in this, that's why. I only make myself one coffee, but the glass I have is really tall and skinny, so it only fits half of the amount of my coffee in it, so I have to fill it twice. But it's okay, because I think it makes me feel like I'm having two coffees. The coffee I'm having is also decaf. Anyways, how are you doing? Check in with yourself. I hope you're doing well. If not, that's totally normal, and things are going to get better. Just keep going. And with all that being said, let's get right into today's episode topic, which is not feeling good enough. So what does that even mean in my brain. Perfect way that I can explain this is you're in a situation where logistically you should be in that situation. You deserve to be there. You've put in the work to be there. You have devoted time and blood and sweat and tears into this thing. And then you get there and it feels like, oh, I shouldn't be here. I didn't do enough of this, or I didn't do enough of that. I didn't put enough money into this, or I didn't go to enough classes for this, or I didn't go to college for this. I'm not enough for this. But that's not true. So where does this idea, where does this stem from? I think for me, a big place that my ideation, if that's the correct word, of not feeling good enough comes from childhood trauma of being bullied. Constantly being told that I'm not good enough, that I don't fit in, that nobody wants me around, that I should just go and not exist anymore. That is where this limiting belief that I'm not enough stems from. And it makes me terrified to make mistakes and not please everyone in front of me. And it stops me from being able to just throw everything I have out on the table and be like, here it is. And if you don't like it, that's okay. I'll just take it and move on to the next person. That is a very hard thing for me to do. And that is something that I'm required to learn to be able to do in this industry. Some examples that I have of where I don't feel good enough that I'm currently working on is in my auditions. I'm getting a lot better at it, but sometimes I get into an audition and I freak out because I'm like, oh, you want a quadruple pirouette? I can do a clean double for you. Yeah, I can do a clean double, maybe a triple on a good day, not a quadruple. Or you want eye high kicks? Well, I physically cannot do that. My body and my hips are not aligned in that way. I have stretched every day of my life since I was like a baby, and it does not happen. It has never happened, and it probably never will happen. That is just the way that I am built. I can't give those things. But you know what I can give? I can give face. I can give energy. I can make the little movements look way more important than they actually are. I can make things move across the floor. Like, I have strengths. But sometimes when you're in that audition room and it's so fast, you feel like those strengths are not going to show through. But in the reality, the whole reason that you do those things, and the reason I do those things and make those things so important, is because they do make a difference. It will get me a job. It will be good enough for me to book something. Another example that I've been dealing with slightly, not as bad as in auditions, but running. I think one thing that I've gotten a little bit caught up in recently is running has felt a little hard recently, just to like get myself out and doing my runs. Mostly I think it's because I'm like actually training for a half marathon. So I don't know, it kind of just makes my brain be like, ugh, we have to run every day. And it's not every day, it's like 4 to 5 days a week, but that's just the way that my brain takes it. And also paying attention to my pace too much sometimes can be really annoying, especially because like I've been doing a lot of running indoors on the treadmill. And then I'll also use my phone with the Nike Run Club app to like track my runs. And they are two completely different things for distance and time and pace. And it's just very confusing to me. So I basically have no idea what my pace is at this moment in time. And it's actually made me think about like possibly getting like a Whoop or a Garmin watch or something like that to help me like track my runs. But I'm not really sure. That's definitely an investment. So my last example I have where I struggle to feel good enough is in relationships, not just as a girlfriend. Yes, I do deal with that sometimes, especially recently, with the way my mental health has been. Sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough or like I'm being too much of a burden. But the truth is, I know that I'm not asking my significant other to fix me. I'm just going through something really hard. And if I need a little bit of extra support, that's not a bad thing. I just have to be honest with him. And I had to have a conversation with my mom about that because I didn't want to put that pressure on my significant other, but I was able to talk with him about it, and it helped me realize that, oh, actually, I'm not putting this thing onto them. I'm just expressing to them why I may be acting differently. Other relationships, sometimes I feel like I'm not a good enough daughter for my parents, or a good enough sister to my brother. And I think that has something to do with the fact that I live so far away and I can't be calling them and talking to them all day, every day. I also feel like I could be a better friend to my people that live back in Wisconsin because I don't talk to them very frequently. I think about them a lot. They're on my mind pretty much 24/7. I don't always make the time to actually call them or text them or FaceTime them. And I want to get better at that. The next thing I want to talk about is how can we detach ourselves from our worth of these things, or our worth to these things, with these things, however you want to say it. You are your own person. Your worth is who you are. And that's not a good thing, and that's not a bad thing. It is just a thing. Just a neutral thing. You are you, and that is that. Your career and your hobbies and your relationships and anything else going on in your life, yes, they matter, but you have to be able to have a space where when you're in that space, you don't worry about your attachment to that part of your life. So say your safe space is your bedroom. When you're in your bedroom, don't worry about how that interview went or how that audition went or if you're being a bad daughter or if you're not doing good enough in your training for something, if you're an athlete or you just do certain hobbies, some sort of athletic hobby or any other hobby. Maybe you crochet and you feel like you aren't doing enough crocheting. There is no set number of how much you have to do that thing or how good you have to be at that thing. You are where you are, and that is good enough. And it's okay to say, I'm not where I want to be, but where I am is still good. You're further than you were. That's improvement. And had you not been where you were at the beginning and then where you were a month or two in and where you are now, you wouldn't even get to where you dream to be because you wouldn't have even started. Nobody's perfect when they start something. Nobody's perfect, period. So why are we all trying so hard to fit in and be perfect and find our worth when that shouldn't matter? We should be able to just exist and be ourselves in the spaces that we want to be and love the way we want to love and do our jobs the way that feels true to us, obviously within reason. Obviously there's like, if you're a brain surgeon, you can't be like, oh, well, today I feel like doing this, even though I know that that is not protocol. Yeah, please do not do that. But you know what I mean. I also would like to just give you guys a few things that help, a few tangible things that help me when I am dealing with this. They're things that stem from general wellness habits that I already have, but I think can be very helpful in many aspects of life. My first thing is journaling and just writing everything in my head down on paper. This has a great effect and impact on just how I'm feeling mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Anytime that I'm having some type of problem, I can usually bet on just writing it down and seeing it on like a tangible piece of paper. It instantly helps clear at least 10% of my brain space. Number two is talking, whether that's talking out loud to yourself or talking to a loved one or even a adult in your life that, like a, what would that be called? Because you can't really say an adult because we're adults, or young adults, whatever. Talk to someone that may have more experience than you. Like if you're in college and there's a professor that you really trust, or you're working somewhere and your manager has more experience in this field than you, and you need some help on that. Or even your parents. Like if you can go to those people, find people that you can talk to about these things, and maybe just ask them to listen and let them know that you don't necessarily need their input or them to assure you that you're doing things right or that you're doing enough. You just need them to listen and hear you. But also, if you need reassurance that you are enough, tell them that. Let them know that you just need some type of reassurance. If they care about you, they will give it to you. Hopefully in an honest manner, though. Like, you don't want people, like, gassing you up just to gas you up if they don't believe it. The third tip I have to help is moving my body. Movement doesn't fix everything, but it definitely helps clear my mind. Going on a walk, going for a run, lifting at the gym, going for a swim, playing some type of sport, like, I don't know, racquetball, basketball, paddleball. Not paddleball, pickleball, God, soccer, like literally anything. If you like to dance, I mean, dance is like part of my career, but sometimes just dancing and improvising feels really good. Dancing around your room to your favorite song. Sleep also helps sometimes because you kind of just allow your brain to rest. I definitely think that a frequent time that I feel like I'm not enough is when I'm stressed and I'm overexhausted, and sleep usually fixes that. And when I wake up, my brain's like, eh, I don't really care about that anymore. I'm past that. And the last tip I have is sitting down with yourself to have a real moment with yourself and rationalize. I don't think I'm good enough in my career. Leanie, would you be in this career if you weren't good enough? Would you have made it into your dream college and graduated and be taking all these amazing classes and going to all these auditions and being seen if you weren't good enough? The answer is no. So why would I be making myself have the limiting belief that I'm not good enough? Have that conversation with yourself. Have a real conversation with yourself and be like, is what you're thinking right now even realistic? Or are you just saying that because you like to make yourself feel bad? You like to self-deprecate, or you like to tear yourself apart just because it's all you've ever known. You don't have to keep reliving that cycle. And I know it sounds way easier than it is, but you have to start somewhere. You have to stop. You have to break that cycle. And the best way to do that is in small steps. So if you can even have that one little word to yourself, if you can just tell yourself to stop, you're spiraling, and you just say stop, and you get up and you go do something else. Say it out loud. Say to yourself in a mirror. It may sound crazy, but it really does help. And it'll help you redirect your attention onto things that actually matter rather than wasting your energy on something that is just draining you. And with all of that being said, that is today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to leave them on the Instagram post for this episode at justathought.pod. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at laney.foods and on YouTube, which is just my name, Leanie Jean. And I will be in your ears very soon. Bye!